Okay, welcome to the Legion Reason Diversion for, what the heck is it today? It's June 10th, 2018. This is episode 233. I am your host, Supreme Irreverend Dr. Randy Tyson. I am joined by my co-hosts. I won't be sexist this time. There we go. Christine and Twyla, hello. People. Yeah. So,
hello.
I got to bring up the introduction here. It's, I know what we're talking about. I love this. Congresswoman Diane Black says that pornography is a root cause of school shootings, amongst other things. Let's see. There's a bunch of other stuff in. Oh yeah, this one is amazing. Religiously extreme couple loses child custody after stuffed lion purportedly transmitting the word of God acted as their lawyer. You can't make this shit up. You mean?
Okay. They were actually in trouble for child abuse.
And that too, amongst other abuses. We'll get to that in a bit. There's a trial set for 2021, which involves a chiropractor and subsequent treatment by doctors for a person who suffered several strokes after a chiropractic treatment and ended up blind and wasn't provided blood thinners. This is one we missed. It happened actually a little while ago. Was the naturopath in Australia whose dietary advice to a mother nearly starved the infant that she was breastfeeding. And there's a and that's not the first time she was actually on trial for something similar. What else we got? I gotta find the. Unfortunately, when I'm streaming, the computer gets very slow, so it takes a while. But anyway, those are the ones that we're talking about tonight. Okay, how is everybody? I mean, it's. I think Christine is. You finished blowing your nose?
Yes, I've been back for a while.
Right. Oh, you've been quiet. Wow.
I don't know. Allergy is not going to think. Yeah, I was muted because I'm messing around and opening windows and monitoring our Facebook and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Open.
So yeah. Anybody's joined us.
Normally, people for allergies, they shut their windows.
No, not those kind of windows. On my computer.
Okay. 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 Wow.
Just opening up entendre. What we're talking about and that kind of thing, right?
So, what do we want to talk about first? I mean, this is going to be a fairly short episode. It's summer. I don't know what. It's been 3 weeks since our last confession. it's been a while. This has got to go better than the last episode. The last episode was such a disaster, technologically speaking. And I'm only doing the Facebook this time, the Facebook live streaming. I just want to make sure that things work really, really well. And the audio, et cetera, is working. So we're good. We're golden. Everything's recording? Yes, it is. Cool. We could talk about the pornography. Everybody wants to talk about porn, right?
Sure.
Congresswoman says pornography is a root cause of school shootings. And this is from USA Today. Oh, great. Thank you for the advertisement. Go away. There we go. Republican Diane Black, amongst other things, she was in a session with several ministers, which already tells you that things are going wrong. She was asking, how many of you, when you were in school, ever had an experience where a kid came to school with a gun? Never happened. Okay, so why do we see kids being so violent? What's out there? What makes them do that? Because as a nurse, I go back to root causes. Because for some reason, medicine is the analogy and it fails really quickly. She goes on to say that I think it's deterioration of the family. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Oh boy. And pornography.
You saw what I posted on Facebook about that, right?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, I said if your hands are idle, then you're not doing porn right.
Yeah. Good point. Pornography. It's available on the shelf when you walk in the grocery store. What? What kind of grocery store is this? Okay. Yeah, you have to reach up to get it, but there's pornography there. All of this is available without parental guidance. I think that is a big part of the root cause that we see so many young people that have mental illness get caught up in these places. Wow. Juxtaposing a few things.
I'm sorry. I just have this vision of, you know, going through Safeway and, you know, up a lot, you know, going through the produce section. And on the shelf above, there's a bunch of dildos or, you know, whatever, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see that every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfectly normal.
Yep. Well,
where does this woman shop? I'd like to know.
Yeah. I know. I want to know what grocery store she goes to. I'm going.
Has she figured out that Max isn't a grocery store?
Yeah, have you noticed that Max no longer exists? They're all being converted to Circle K. Yeah. I remember Circle K in the United States, but I didn't know we had any up here.
We have a Circle K here in Red Deer, but that used to be a Max.
Yeah, they've all converted, I think. They're all converting. Anyway, that was completely random and aside. Getting back to this, I know in the United States you can shop at a Safeway and get all your booze, which you can't do here.
Yeah.
At least in the same building. You can go, you know, Safeway has in some locations a separate building, but that's the law. You have to have basically the entryway to a liquor store has to be 100 feet or something like that from the entryway of any grocery. So you figure out why that is. I can't figure that out. These Puritan laws are just insane. I mean, what's the point? I mean, so the adult buys the booze, takes it home. The kid sees it when it's being drunk. What's the difference seeing it on the shelf? I don't get it. Anybody?
I can't even fathom that logic. It doesn't compute. I can't even speak to this because this is so ridiculous.
Morality laws don't make sense, but they only make sense to those who have those values, right? And if you're even a slight libertarian bent, it doesn't make sense. You're supposed to have everything should be about choice, and then you, carve it back. You know, you don't start from a limit of choice, and then things don't change. I mean, that's the thing. But the same thing for porn.
And she has no statistics. She has no facts. No. She has no evidence. Opinion.
Sure, it's an opinion. She cites no peer-reviewed study. And it's just her opinion, and I wouldn't trust her to sit the right way in a toilet seat. So there you go.
So if you went and looked at countries with lots of porn and availability to porn, and then look at United States, and there's no difference, but the USA still has the highest amount of school shootings, where does that leave her argument?
In the dust. In the dust bin, actually. Well, you know that the reddest states, the most sexually repressive, that is where you get the most porn site access from. So it's kind of an interesting twist on it, right? But anyway, I'm sorry, but you know what? Porn actually existed a long time ago, before school shootings started.
What was that? Cornhub or something did a research on what the top search terms were by state and stuff like that. It was quite amusing.
Yeah, they get into some freaky stuff in the social or sexually repressed regions of the United States.
Yeah, and elsewhere in the world, if you're being deprived or whatever, then of course you're going to go underground and look for it.
Well, not only that, they did a study on countries that recently opened up the internet access and stuff. I forget. I'm sorry. I looked at this a while ago. One of the countries that saw a rise in porn consumption, I guess you could say, they saw rapes go down. The amount of rapes actually went down, but it could be because they were also more other freedoms as well. Less frustration overall, less violence. So I'll drag up those stats, but that's an argument saying that violence actually goes down when porn consumption goes up.
Yeah. It does. It's not really a surprise, but it could be just confirming our bias, and we might be engaging in post hoc ergo propter hoc reasoning.
Kind of like, yeah.
It could be a correlation, and again, it doesn't necessarily prove
causation. It was a country that went from communist to non-communist rather recently, and my daughter was looking up. When she got stuck trying to argue for making abortion illegal, we were trying to compare countries where it was legal and illegal, and we kept finding arguments to make it legal instead.
So what on really earth hard. Would communist porn look like? It gives a new perspective on the term hammer and sickle, but what would communist porn look like? You know, like,
comrade,
we must procreate. I don't know. I've never thought about that before. It's kind of an interesting thought experiment.
I guess like Germany is, putting together some kind of program to normalize, like, feminist pornography to normalize lesbianism and that kind of thing, right? That's going to be carried on their public TV system and stuff like that.
Wait, what?
As an educational initiative.
What?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Educational.
Speaking of what is porn, like,
wow.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, like, a lot of this stuff, like, Ocean's 8. Have you seen the promos for that? It's basically a women's version of Ocean's 11.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen promos.
I'm not going to go see it. If there's a market for say an all female cast, they'll do it. Okay, that market forces determine things, and people get it. I think wrong that you know there's these you know what's it the Bechdel test. For women and if there's a market for it, they'll do it, right? So there must be a market for lesbian porn on TV
in Germany.
Germany, we're getting really specific here.
It's an initiative that's been proposed. I think I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
It's Germany. Yeah,
it's kind of like what. Canadian content with CRTC, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I think in the 70s or so, they used to play porn at night on CBC, I think it was. Blue V Movies or whatever.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit, when I missed all that.
70s-ish,
God
maybe?
Damn it.
Soft porn. TV.
Soft
yeah.
porn.
No, you're
like
gonna
I
have. You're pulling my leg. No. No way. You're pulling my leg.
No, I'm serious.
I remember certain channels showing that it was cable. So,
okay,
I don't know. You need to look that up. Okay, we're fact checking, folks. CBC engaged in softcore porn. I would have thought that people would hit the roof.
B-movies were always on late night TV after 12. I saw some things I never saw before.
Well, back in the 80s, they had old black and white movies, and before they'd have a commentary, and it was wonderful. I mean, I got exposed to some excellent films that you know we wouldn't see today because. Well, they're old, you know, like they're really, really excellent. And it was wonderful, you know, back to my university days, back before. And then there was Mystery Science Theater 3000, which was just an awesome show, on cable. I don't know if you guys ever saw that. It's, Basically, they take really bad old movies and riff on them, and it's so funny. I have a huge collection of Mystery Science Theater 3000 DVDs, and when I find the next volume, we usually sit, my wife and I, on a Friday night and watch these things, and they're just so funny. They're actually making them again on Netflix. Season one is over, and season two is coming up in the next year. They just announced they're renewed for another season. And so I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun to watch. Anyway, so that should have given enough time for Christine to look up this. What has she found?
Our intrepid reporter. There's even soft porn on there now, apparently.
Oh?
Yeah.
I'm missing out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what channel? What's that?
Yeah.
What channel? What?
I got the TV on right now, so I can...
Let's see. Okay, radio, for sure.
Porn radio. Oh, come on. What
the heck is on here? What is that?
I don't know.
I'll have to find more stuff.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I'm not finding... My criteria is not tight enough because...
You know what she's doing? Stuff. She's watching porn. She's not looking this up at all.
No, it's kind of fascinating. Yeah. Okay. Just a little bits I'm, you know, reading, but I'm not finding the exact thing I'm looking for, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Further research is required.
Not enough dick pics for you to expose. Yeah. All right. Shall we go on to the religiously extreme couple losing their custody of their child after stuffed lion purportedly transmitting the word of God acted as their lawyer? And they even have a picture of the stuffed lion. It's got to be like about 6 inches high. Oh, this is... Where does religious fervor and mental illness begin? I think this is a case study.
Considering why the girl was in custody.
Okay, well, let me read the preamble to this. A BC couple whose religious views are too extreme, even for churches and pastors, and put them at odds with family doctors, social workers, and anyone else trying to help them with their daughter, have lost their battle for custody of her. Love
Good.
It. There you go. There's
After
the preamble.
What I read.
Yeah, this was last
November.
They're
trying to claim it was religious discrimination, which is crap. You don't beat your kid up and then claim that you're being discriminated against when the kid's taken away.
Yeah. Well, you mean
the article I read, it went through the child abuse that they found evidence of.
There was more than that. Yeah. Let's see here.
Sorry?
It appears that due to their strong religious beliefs, they are intolerant of those who do not espouse identical views.
Out on me.
Oh, am I? Oh, okay. I'll start over. It appears that due to their strong religious beliefs, they are intolerant of those who do not espouse identical views. This includes other Christians, Justice Diane MacDonald wrote in her ruling. There were other issues where, in fact, the husband was choking the wife. I can't find it. I wish I could. Anyway, they said that Jesus Christ was their lawyer, witness, and judge, but Jesus Christ showed up as a stuffed lion, apparently.
That is so bizarre.
That is just really bizarre. I mean, like I said, where does religious fervor and mental illness... I mean, seriously, these people, out of all the people in the world, found each other.
Yeah,
well,
really.
And did you read this part?
It's heartwarming.
Randy, did you read this part? After the woman was pregnant... the husband choked her to make her stop crying, once tied her hands, covered her mouth with tape. She told the worker her husband grew up in a cult and believes sexual relations between children should be encouraged, and that role play sins where she plays the victim and he plays the perpetrator, court heard.
Cops and robbers. That's kind of a kinky game.
They found that there was evidence of physical abuse to the child, and then not only that, She refused a vitamin K shot for the kid.
Yes, I saw that.
Refused all medical tests. And, of course, no vaccination, absolutely. So I think the other article outlined the evidence of the physical abuse more than the one I have up right now.
Yeah, I've got the one in the Edmonton Journal up. Outline. I remember reading that there was a lot of some rather kinky sex going on. Yeah, but obviously these people are well, again, I keep saying, you know, where does religious fervor end and mental illness begin? Certainly it's a poisonous household for that child to grow up in.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. You know? Sounds bizarre.
I guess
shall
some
I
help.
Update you on the comments on Facebook?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Hang on here. I asked if they wanted to call in at the end, but Michael has said it's hard to tell because of all the American influence, but Canadian standards about what can show on the public airways in regards to sexuality, at least nudity, are much more liberal than the Americans.
I'm saying I Americans found that, on purpose. You know, when I discovered this is that there was that dancing competition. I forget what it was called. It wasn't So You Think, maybe it was So You Think You Can Dance. The American So You Think You Can Dance was so Puritan, and they didn't touch each other too much, and it wasn't too sexual. And then I watched the Canadian one. They were practically having sex on stage, and I was like, holy crap. Like, the hips were moving together, and there was touching, and oh my God, it was so different.
Yeah, our censorship laws for that kind of thing are much more lax. Yeah. Or censorship standards, I should say.
So just another incentive for people to move to Canada.
Or at least
but we're
get
not letting
Canadian
them in.
Content in their cable. Yeah.
What's that?
At least get Canadian cable channels.
Yeah. They're kinky, apparently.
Our Netflix sucks, though. It's getting better.
Mm. Our Netflix does stink, but yeah, there's not, getting to be better series on at least.
Yeah. So that's the couple from Kelowna.
Yeah.
Originally
and to have to bring a lion to court, what is how much crazy is that?
Okay. Okay, that's where the crazy begins, right? It's the lion.
Yeah.
The lion was not available for comment.
Gee. Nobody interviewed the lion.
It gets like,
this is pretty one sided now.
It's a stuffed lion. What the hell? But you know, think about it. A lot of Christians, they believe. I mean, Dan Barker talked about this all the time. As you know, he believed God talked to him directly, and it was a voice in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that is true for a lot of Christians. You know, they really do believe that.
Voices in your head called schizophrenia.
Well, it can be. Right?
Or it can just be that internal dialogue that we all just
normally have.
Right?
I can speak to myself with different voices.
So yeah. All I would do, I suppose, is talk like this, but then I'd go, okay, I'm God. You know, like, it would just change the voice, right?
I agree with me.
I wonder if that's what
Dan
Barker
did.
Does he change the tenor of the voice? You know?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of convenient that God talked in the same voice as yourself, right? You know, you
it would.
Yeah, it would.
Or a lion, a stuffed lion. How does that?
A stuffed lion. How does it? What is
no! stuffed lion in my head?
Little baby stuffed lion. Yeah,
it's cute. It's a cute lion, by the way.
It is cute.
But
very cute. Yeah,
I like the picture. It's a great picture.
The lion's defense is cute.
Wow. And did I not read somewhere more recently where they did have a lawyer that refused to comment or something?
No, I think that was my comment on the Facebook page that the lawyer refused to comment.
Oh, okay, because they refused the lawyer,
line.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Well,
that was,
the
I think that's where he saw
it. Refused to comment, I guess.
Yeah,
it doesn't say much.
But
I can't. It's just too
no,
stupid.
No, I thought maybe the court had like assigned one to them, despite the fact that they didn't want one here. Because, I mean, really, what the hell?
Well, I would just call. I'd get a psychiatric
assessment.
I think you
can refuse a lawyer by saying you have a line for a lawyer.
I guess.
Well, they would think that you were speaking figuratively, not literally. you know.
But I don't know. What poor judge having to deal with that kind of shit. Okay,
yeah, I'm trying to be serious.
Exactly. I mean, you've got it. You have to. I don't understand why there was no psychological assessment done. This is crazy. Yeah. This is nuts.
And then now they're claiming religious discrimination because they didn't believe the lion was speaking. That damn judge just didn't hear the lion. This is crazy.
Hey, my lion just said objection. What are you going to do about it?
And if you can't hear him, that's religious discrimination.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go onward and upward.
I got to say, they're just a little bit level crazier than the Stefans.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
on the crazy scale.
Crazy, to be sure.
Well, it's a scale, right? It is a scale, right? You have, you know, mundane,
not like
harmless religion.
Sanity.
Yeah. And
we'll
stone cold fuck nuts, you know? On the other end. It doesn't, you know. Yeah.
It's not just one level of crazy, unfortunately. Yeah. It's not a firm line. This is where it starts, this is where it ends, and this is all
like,
it is.
It's kind of like Faust's, the seven levels of hell or whatever. It's the seven levels of crazy. At least
there might
crazy
be 20
exists.
Levels of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've
true.
Never tried. I have to go talk to a psychiatrist about that one. How many levels of crazy are there?
Just make an appointment with a psychiatrist. Can we have a discussion about how many levels of psychosis there are?
And how would you define crazy and which level is,
A trial set in negligent suit where chiropractic patient was left blind. All right, this is it.
Yeah.
Let me put that up on the screen. This is Calgary Herald. So this person went to a chiropractor after a spinal manipulation. Suffered from three strokes, and it left him legally blind. Then doctors later on are to blame for the man's condition because they didn't prescribe blood thinners following his first two strokes.
What?
So he's suing the chiropractor and physicians that treated him after the fact. Lovely. And this happened in 2016.
How would blood thinners help?
Well, if it's caused by a thrombosis, a blood clot, which lodged somewhere, which affected his vision.
Yeah, essentially a stroke is a blood clot in the brain.
And one of the treatments for it, especially in emergency cases, is using a clot buster. Clot blood.
Clot.
Oh, God. Clot buster. There we go. I got it out. Here we go. TPA. It's a drug called TPA. Transplasminogen activator. And
would there be a reason they wouldn't have prescribed it in this case?
Because it was probably because it has to be administered within the first several hours of a stroke.
Yeah.
So it would not be indicated. I mean, if the guy has two strokes previously, you're done. The damage is what it is. You can't do anything. Clot busters. Jesus, I can't say that. Clot busters are not going to do anything at that point. So I don't see how that's going to fly. But we'll see what happens with the chiropractor, because there is a tenuous association between spinal manipulation and
neck
and stroke.
Well, neck in particular.
Neck in particular, of course.
Neck manipulation. Because
if
you see how the blood vessels go through through here and how they wrench it and then where it tears.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of it. And the fact that they don't generally advise patients on that risk.
Oh, they don't advise you on any risk, chiropractors. They take x-rays of you without actually asking first if they can take. They do manipulations without asking you. They're incredibly. I mean, no doctor would do this. I mean, doctors always say...
Well, not an actual MD. These guys aren't even MDs. I mean,
no,
so the
MDs.
Fact that they get away
doctor.
With this...
Yeah. In Ontario, they cannot be called doctor, by the way. But yeah, a real doctor, a real physician would always upfront tell you, these are your options. Are you okay with that? And then you move on. Mm-hmm. Chiropractor's like, oh, yeah, hey, watch, what's that over there?
And then one of them tried to tell me it's just the same as getting your hair washed at the hairdresser.
Oh, man.
No, the hairdresser doesn't do that to me. I'm sorry, but it doesn't happen.
No kidding. Yeah. Just like a nice head massage or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way it would cause a stroke. Bullshit. I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that this so-called doctor, the chiropractor, he identified the problem of the patient, Andrew Rothney, as mechanical low back pain. And to treat this diagnosis, Dr. Findlay recommended a care plan to Mr. Rothney comprising a series of treatments involving spinal manipulation therapy to his entire spine, including the cervical spine. So, neck. Yeah. Yeah. Based on the diagnosis, Rothney agreed to the chiropractor's treatment plan. So it was upfront. Okay, fine. But we know that chiropractic does nothing. And it's all risk.
Well, I think chiropractors can do about as much as a, what do you call them?
Physiotherapists?
Outside of the neck. Yeah.
Yeah. But the spinal stuff, physiotherapists don't do it.
Yeah.
A physiotherapist would never do that.
No, of course not. So what a chiropractor might say, or what they say might be true, but you know a physiotherapist is much more trustworthy, okay? Because what a chiropractor might say is not true. Mm-hmm. And just because a chiropractor might do some things that physiotherapists do, why would you go to a chiropractor when you can go to a physiotherapist?
Yeah.
A more fact-based, a more science-based practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's physiotherapy journals. Okay, we'll put that in scare quotes. They're garbage journals. They don't get citations.
One put those stupid suction cups on my daughter and tried to say that would do this or that, but it just gave her a hickey on her leg.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, though, that is so ridiculous. You see, you don't see it anymore, though. I've seen people here in Calgary, especially at Walmart, having those cupping marks, and I'm like, oh boy.
Well, my daughter has an issue with her patella, her kneecap, and he put it on her thigh. These three stupid jars, and they suctioned up just the exact same thing, but just on her leg. And this was just last year. Yeah. We didn't go back to see him again.
It sucks the toxins out.
Ooh. Well, he said it would help loosen up the skin or something stupid, as if that's going to help her freaking kneecap.
Huh. Nah.
Strange.
Anyway, yeah. Well, nobody can see what's going on.
It wasn't the only thing he did. It was just what he did at the end and said, I didn't like it.
Yeah. I've got a kitten here. Oh, come here.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Aww. Little cutie.
She's so sweet. She's a munchkin. Very long hair. She is the sweetest little cat.
Aw, she certainly is.
She's purring away.
I'll take this opportunity to remind people to call in and on our toll-free number if they want to.
There's
a good few people hanging out here, and it would be cool.
What is the number? Is the number
it's coming up?
It scrolls across the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it come on, you stupid thing.
If I scroll up, I'll probably see that here.
It's refusing to scroll here. Come on.
It's not scrolling now, but
nope, it's not. Okay, I'll force it.
It was earlier.
It was it? Oh.
Yeah.
All right, scrolling now.
Oh, okay. So we've got a comment from Michael. Speaking of quacks, my father, in the last few years of his life, was targeted by these criminals with their manipulations, needles, and herbs. It was very upsetting, and they took advantage of an old guy with failing mental health. That's really shitty.
It is.
It's really shitty. Yeah. Yep. Manipulation. Yeah.
Speaking
I'm really sorry to hear that too.
Yeah, no kidding. It's, you know, they're a lot of these What was that movie about the guy from Saturday Night Live? Jim Carrey did it. It was really good. It was a kind of a life and times of. He used to be on Saturday Night Live and Taxi.
I know who you're talking about. But I have to remember that song by R.E.M.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's the movie. He went to the Philippines to have psychic surgery done. And then he saw how it was really done. And he laughed because he got the joke.
Very good.
I wouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's a shame. And, you know, there's lots of shysters out there, and you have to protect yourself. But some people are just desperate enough that, you know, they know they don't have any other chance at medical science, just can't help them. And they figure, what the heck, right? Even if it might accelerate things. And, yeah. There's always people out there. They're predators. Not the least of which are preachers. So there you go.
Yeah.
Where are we going from here? I think we might as well go to the naturopaths. It's too bad the trial doesn't start until 2021. I mean, that's like 3 years from now.
Andy Kaufman.
Thank you, Chris Hazel.
Man on the Moon is the name of the song by R.E.M.
Got it. Yes. Now I remember. Awesome. It's going to drive me nuts to figure it out. Anyway, naturopath whose diet nearly starved baby vows to never work with children again. Anyway, a disgraced Sydney naturopath. This is in The Guardian, Australian newspaper, from, I believe this was, April 5th. Disgraced Sydney naturopath who put a breastfeeding mother on a liquid-only diet that nearly starved her 8-month-old baby to death has vowed to never work again with children again. She shouldn't be working again at all. I mean, give me a break. Marilyn Pauline Bodnar last August pled guilty. I refuse to say pleaded. I hate that word. Anyway, pled guilty to aiding and abetting the mother who cannot be named for legal reasons in failing to provide for the boy in 2015. She's 61 years old, and she received 14 months. I think she has to serve 7 of those months. She has... already, you know, she was already had a trial that was thrown out basically on a technicality for a very similar thing. Somebody died, but she wasn't treating this person as a naturopath. She was treating them as a friend. It was like friendly advice. Friendly advice.
Wow.
Friends like that. Who needs enemies, right?
No kidding.
So she got off on a bit of a technicality there. But, of course, you affect... By putting the mother who's breastfeeding a baby on a starvation diet, you know, that basically was like one out of, every third day, something like where you had a slice of watermelon, that causes...
Which is essentially water.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's essentially a water diet. And of course, the baby who's breastfeeding is going to suffer. I mean, come on. This is crazy. The baby weighed just 6.5 kilograms, was emaciated and severely dehydrated, sunken eyes, dangerously low sodium levels, and fortunately the child survived. But why do you listen to somebody like that when you see... It was for treating the baby's eczema, by the way.
Wow, which is so common in babies.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It was a name for it. Baby eczema.
She was a former nurse. I mean, this is the thing. She knows how important, as a nurse, diet is for breastfeeding.
Developing, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. She knows better. She should.
You'd think.
Yeah. And what's the relationship between diet and eczema anyway?
Yeah.
What is
in my case, I had a sensitivity to milk. So once I gave up milk, my eczema did clear up. But obviously, they didn't give this child a test to see if there was any food sensitivity. So there's no sense in restricting the diet of the mother.
Yeah.
It could be something completely unrelated.
Yeah. Mine seems to be hereditary. My grandma, my dad, me, we've all got, you know, eczema that flares up much more in winter when it's dry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad thing for up here. Yeah,
cortisone cream, and that's, you know,
What do you know? Modern medicine. And I've never seen it manifest on you, like present on you at all.
Oh, usually it's on my hands.
Really?
I've never seen it. Sometimes on my legs. Oh. And, yeah.
Fortunately, mine always showed up on my hands. Mine did go on my face. It went up in my this area where it's really sensitive. And
One time it did go right up into, like, under my eyebrow kind of thing. Not both eyes, but yeah, definitely one.
Lucky, there's times when it was so red up here and bulged out and just puffy and red from what after I ingested milk. So I didn't catch on right away, because when you eat some milk products, you're eating other things, and I didn't relate it to food at all.
Well, you know, I was lucky. Do without
I figured
milk.
It out. I got it figured out.
Yeah. And you can do without milk, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I've lost that sensitivity. I did without for 20 years, and now I can ingest the milk. I still get lactose intolerance, but I don't get the eczema anymore.
I don't want to be in an enclosed vehicle with you then, right?
No, you don't.
And a milkshake. Okay.
No, my daughter won't let me drink that stuff around her.
But what if it was wine, Christine? What if it was wine?
Oh, my God. That was my biggest fear, because, like, when I was pregnant, you know, like, you know, sometimes women say, after I had my child, I could never drink red wine again. I'm like, oh, man, I hope that doesn't happen to me. That would really suck, right?
Totally. You'd have to switch to the hard stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. If anybody wants to call, you can call in at 1-587-288-1067 or Skype us our handle is Legion of Reason, if you want to call in and comment on some of the stuff that we have, or if you have an interesting story to tell. Come on in.
Well, talk about Rob Ford's campaign promise to take back the sex education to the 1980s course for Ontario because of parental rights?
You mean Doug Ford?
Doug Ford, yeah. Sorry, did what?
You said Rob.
1980s, Rob was the coke fiend. I doubt it was that bad in the 1980s.
Yeah, well, they didn't cover the things they are now, like consent, online, sex ed should cover online predators and things like that. I don't know what the religious were exactly objecting to, but
yeah, that was one of the biggest news items platforms of the last week. I forgot to play something. Speaking of news items, I just want to play this one thing, and it's the song. It's the theme song for Donald Trump leaving Canada. Here we go. Don't you come back no more, Trump. Should be Trump, not Jack. But yeah, you get the picture. Oh, what a jerk. There's a big war of words going on, and Trump's making an ass of himself. But that's Trump, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Doug Ford. I mean, Doug Ford won the premiership of Ontario. And crazy. For the next 1 year or so, we Albertans can actually... Oh, we got a caller. I may add this one. But anyway, for the next year or so, we have... we can lord it up on everybody. Anyway, who do we have in line?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Joe.
Joe or Joel?
Joe.
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 Hi,
yeah.
Joe.
Hi,
Joe.
What's up this evening? Awesome, you phone.
Awesome. I just wanted to make a comment there on that BC couple.
The religious nuts.
Exactly. Anyway, you get these people, and this has been going on for a while, where they take this mystical book that's full of superstitions and fairy tales, But there's a book in Canada that supersedes that, and it's the Criminal Code, right? So, I mean, this is very cut and dry.
Well, you would think so, but these people take their other book, the Holy Bible, and they believe it supersedes the code.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's clear, right? Because paragraph 218 of the Criminal Code, it states anyone who unlawfully abandons or exposes a child so that its life or its life likely to be endangered or its health is or is likely to be permanently injured. So they clearly broke the law in this case. So, I mean, any defense is futile. And it's just a waste of court time and taxpayers' money.
Yeah, for the... Well... Yeah.
Well, the lion at least was cheaper than a lawyer.
Yeah, or a real lawyer.
Not
mean, yeah.
For the taxpayers, just for them.
All you have to do is it's not much. They don't charge much, Jesus. He just says, just believe in me, and there you go. Mind you, that's too high a price for me, but.
There's probably things in the charter that kind of give a ambiguous pass to religious beliefs, right?
Yeah, so, that's the thing. It's the cross. It's the crossing of two. You know, in this case, the right to religion is okay. They believe literally crazy things, and the big one of the biggest problems with Canada isn't so much the criminal code; it's the charter itself, which says that you have freedom of religion. They should have said freedom of belief, because then it doesn't apply to anybody outside of yourself. And now we have a child in the mix.
And then invoke parental rights on top of that, with no regard to parental responsibilities, which is ridiculous. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it does become an interesting... Could have been an interesting bit of case law, but there was no chance. I mean, these people broke the law; they endangered a child, and there was no chance. Or the extrapolation was that this was just going to get worse. So they had no choice but to remove the child from their custody. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But there's minimal case law on these such cases in Canada anyway.
Yes. I mean, you have the Jehovah's Witnesses and blood transfusions that are life-saving. And the court used to side, in terms of Jehovah's Witness, they would always side with, you're going to have that blood transfusion. But there's been a couple of cases with First Nation children where it's a treatment which is not proven... A judge allowed it, and so there's been a bit of an erosion of that.
Yeah. Well, those kids were 14,
and they
that
died.
Was in Ontario. Yeah, and they were I shouldn't say they were denied chemo, but they at 14 years old refused chemo.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. You know, it was a bad decision because they are still below the age where consent can be legally made.
Yeah, and with conventional treatment, I think they had like an 85%
chance
of survival or something like that.
But this is a completely different case. I mean, these people were nuts, and they were endangering. It was likely that something bad was going to happen. Or more. I should say, I'm sure bad things already happened, that it was just going to continue.
Yeah. They're probably absolutely unremorseful. I wish I'd seen more of their claims and such, but they kept it pretty brief on the news.
Oh, Joe, are you still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. Like I said, anyway, you guys have a pretty interesting conversation going there, but I want to make one more comment about the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I knew a person back in Ontario, and she suffered from MS. Which we all know is a progressive neurological disease, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She went to see a chiropractor, and this chiropractor heard something on the news that MS was not really a neurological disease, but it was probably a cause of some sort of vascular disorder.
Oh, the
and
Zamboni
he said he
thing.
Can adjust her neck and cure her MS.
Yeah. We've covered the Zamboni treatment previously, and the problem with MS is it isn't a... It's progressive, yes, but it isn't monotonically progressive. You have remitting and recurring events. And so the people who think that the Zamboni treatment, which is putting stents into the veins in the neck to improve blood flow, the people you hear about are the ones who are actually remitting. You never hear from the ones who are just in that recurring state. So you get this selection bias, but eventually those people are going to... It's not even a plausible mechanism. MS is basically an autoimmune disease, and it has nothing to do with blood flow at all.
Yeah. Continue your story, Joe, I'm interested to, see what happened to her.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah.
Oh, I lost contact with that person, but at the time I was told this, I was pretty upset about it, that a chiropractor would go out on a limb to say he can cure MS with a neck adjustment.
Oh, yeah.
That this person actually had, if it was me, I would have immediately reported that chiropractor.
Yeah, it's such a gray area in the law in terms of what a chiropractor can or cannot do. In Ontario, the law is actually very different from the rest of Canada. There's much more limitations on a chiropractor. They cannot call themselves a doctor in Ontario. They cannot advise against vaccination of children. But the rest of Canada is behind on that. Personally,
but
I think
Ontario chiropractors claim that they're going to cure MS with a neck manipulation. Did he cross a line there? Is that even covered?
Well, that's the thing. That needs to be
addressed. That is definitely a cross.
I think so too. But until it's tested in court, it's kind of, you never know, right? But the courts will say. You and I, get rid of these quacks. They do some good stuff, but what good stuff they do, you can get elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion of them. Well, thanks,
Joey.
Anyway,
thank you guys for your time. I really enjoyed calling. I really enjoyed listening to you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah,
and I'm sorry to hear about your friend in Ontario.
But I'm glad to hear hear about it. Yes. It's a shame that we have to. There's more than that. I mean, there's actually a clinic for at a medical building over by Market Mall here in Calgary that does chelation therapy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, remind me what that is. Is that the suction cup?
It's related, heavy metal removal from your bloodstream, basically. And
they say it cures a lot of things, including autism.
Extremely dangerous. Yeah, because it doesn't it depletes your body of some things that you really do need.
Like calcium.
Yeah.
A child had a heart attack when he got that and died. Mm. So.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, great. We have this.
So what's the process?
Well, they use something. I don't know what the specific chelating agent they use is, but I mean, there are.
There's a few actually, and some are more dangerous
DTPA
than others.
DTPA comes to mind, or EDTA comes to mind. I mean, this goes back like 30 years. Wait a minute, I shouldn't be aging myself. It goes back a ways to my chemistry days. It's my area of expertise, and chelating agents. We did experiments with those things. EDTA was the primary one, and it's non-toxic, but when it chelates cations, that is positively charged ions like nickel or zinc, magnesium, they're not very selective, and they can deplete your body of things that are very important. You really need magnesium. It's big time. It's absolutely necessary for ATP because it chelates with ATP, which is the currency of energy in eukaryotic cells, that is, cells that use oxygen.
Which ours do.
Yeah. It's very important in oxidative phosphorylation. And where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Chelation therapy is a real thing if you have really bad mercury toxicity. But this happens in mercury miners, people who have exposure to significant levels of mercury. It ain't for you and me.
Yeah, okay.
It's
yeah.
garbage. It's dangerous. It's all risk, no benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I shouldn't have said eukaryotic cells. It's oxidative phosphorylation. Anyway. And I'm being pedantic. I'm being pedantic. And I should. I'm not pedantic. I'm being precise. There we go.
Yeah.
Because I know better. I'm a chemist.
I got the general gist, but yeah. yeah.
Well, magnesium is very important in ATP usage. It chelates with ATP, it puts it in a proper shape, and yeah, whatever. Here's what I like this woman, Leslie Young. I've reached out to her, but I haven't heard back from her. I really want to have her on. She's a reporter with the National Post. She writes, "Here's what naturopaths and chiropractors shouldn't be advising you about."
Right.
They shouldn't be advising you on anything, actually, but, you know, like the whole cease therapy thing, you know, which we talked about with the dog saliva, that kind of crap. But one of the things, of course, is that they shouldn't be advising you on vaccination, because 3/4 of chiropractors believe that vaccination is harmful.
Because they're not properly educated.
Yeah. And they do not have any background in immunology. There we go. Hard word to say. Like statistics.
Immunology.
I hate that word.
They don't seem to get much on microbiology either. So.
They know their vertebrae.
That means diseases are not harmful.
Yeah. Or, you know, virology or that kind of thing. Yeah, and of course they have these colleges which give them a cover of validity. Legitimacy. Yeah, legitimacy. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a cover. And the silly thing is not putting up the Skype. But anyway, so I suggest that people go out and find stuff that's been written by Leslie Young and have a gander at it. I've got to give kudos to people who do health reporting and can wade through the BS. I like this woman. She does a remarkable job. And we've done the Naturopath College outlaws. Okay, we were just talking about the cease therapy, that whole thing with the, what does that stand for again? We talked about it last time. It doesn't say
the
anything.
One with the dog saliva.
Yeah, it's the dog saliva thing, but yeah, it's basically a homeopathic dog saliva taken from a rabid animal. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, oh my FSM. Come on. Let's. I mean, thank goodness there is not one single molecule in the preparation, okay? Because, my goodness.
Hey, Paul Pologia. Call
hey,
in.
Hey, Paul. We gotta have Paul on again at some point.
Yeah, who just logged in, so call us.
Oh, yeah, call us.
Yeah.
Number 1-587. Wait for it. Come around here. I can never remember the number. Toll free, by the way. If you're long distance, no big deal. 1-587. Oh, come on. Scroll faster. 288-1067. There we go.
Or join us on Skype.
Or you can join us on Skype.
Yeah.
Just Skype us at our handle, Legion of Reason, all one word, of course. We are taking calls and having a good time. Let me try and get that going. Okay. So three naturopaths subject to complaint. Three of them.
Okay. I'm going to threaten Paul. I know something about Paul that I just learned last night. Oh, and Vince is on too now. So if he doesn't call in, I'm going to reveal that piece of information.
No. Oh, we got a call. We got a call. Oh, this is what?
Call, right?
This is going hot and heavy here. We've got another caller. Caller, who are you? Hello.
Hey, is it me? Am I on?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Go ahead. Delilah, you're awesome. I hope I see you again sometime soon.
Oh, man.
I had a comment about, you know, the way that they're treating autism in general in a lot of these alternative clinics and stuff. I'm not an expert in autism, but I did work for a company that we had some high-functioning autistics employed there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people with autism have different issues. They often have a lot of anxiety, but a lot of times, if they are in good environments, they can learn to cope pretty well with it if they're high functioning. The problem I have is a lot of these treatments are really unpleasant.
I think so.
Some of them are downright telling autistic people they're like defective and their brain's been destroyed. And for a person who already has a lot of social problems, it is trying to overcome their social problems. That's incredibly destructive.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, people can be dicks.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially when it comes to making money. There's a profit incentive here.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard of MMS. That's the worst.
Yeah,
right?
Or you mean MMR.
And autistic children have a lot of problems, so what they try to do in competent places is get them into therapy that helps them, you know, better relate to people and form bonds. And if you do it well, no, you'll never cure their autism, but you can help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
Torturing them is going to do the opposite. Torturing them is going to reinforce all their social fears.
Yeah.
It's awful to do that to a special needs person. It's not just worthless, it's worse than worthless.
Yeah, it's harmful. It's not helpful at all. And, you know, this is not... I was just thinking, that reminds me of conversion therapy, you know, gay conversion therapy, where they tell people that they're broken and we can fix you. You know, it's...
some of the worst things I've heard from one of these autism cure places... is it said the mercury killed his soul. He doesn't have a soul anymore. Now, I don't think anybody has a soul. But to the extent that you believe, you know, that, you know, anything like that, what an awful thing to say to a kid.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems with the whole mercury thing already is that people hear the word mercury. They do not understand the difference in toxicity between mercury, the metal, and mercuro-organic compounds, which can be completely non-toxic. You know, they just hear the word mercury.
Yeah, the mercury, the
and,
salt.
And let's face it, when was thimerosal removed from flu vaccines? It's a long time ago, right?
From flu vaccines?
Or from vaccines in general.
Some flu vaccines happen, but they were removed from childhood vaccines, like, back in the 90s.
Yeah, so it isn't even... There is no mercury in these things. So they're not even right. They're not even that right.
Yeah. And there never was mercury in MMR ever, because that's a live vaccine. It was only in the non-live vaccines.
Hmm. Yeah, preservant.
Preservative.
Yeah. And, so these people aren't, you know, they're just wrong. I mean, it's wrong on many levels.
I'll let you go, but that's my commentary, is that because autistic people are already trying to, you know, build up their social skills, that treating them so nastily is even more harmful than it would be to somebody else. It's throwing back what's already a problem to them.
Yeah, what they're saying to them is that they're broken and that that they can't be fixed. And it's very similar to Alcoholics Anonymous say, well, you have no control over your drinking. And well, no, that's not true at all. You know,
let me apologize for sneezing in the middle of what I was trying to say earlier, but that this whole I'm broken and sinful is very much part of Christian culture and that kind of thing.
It's all over
right?
the place. Yeah, it's very well.
And second of all, like, would it not be better to, you know, do cognitive therapy where you're taught tools on how to, you know, essentially deal with uncomfortable social situations?
No, they need
and
God.
That doesn't just go for autistic people. It can go for anybody.
No, everybody
right?
needs yeah. God. Yeah. Everybody needs God. Yeah, that's the thing. It's what it comes down to, right, is everybody needs God. You're broken. And that's what Christianity teaches from the get-go.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and I'll let you guys continue. Oh, you're all
thanks
great.
Thanks for the call. Awesome.
Thank yeah. you.
Thank you so
holy
much.
Holy crap, yeah. two calls. What the hell's going on?
Oh, wow,
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's a spate. I mean, it's a my God. It's
We're
just,
making the big leagues.
Holy
man.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling. And yeah, that's a great, you know, I hadn't touched on the autism aspect of it. You know, chelation therapy, of course, gets in that kind of where you can cure autism using chelation therapy, blah, blah, blah. As if yeah. autism is somehow, yeah. Human behavior is a spectrum. It's multidimensional. You can't say one part of that spectrum is broken, and it yeah it's just wrong to do that.
And so who's calling us?
Nobody right now.
Oh okay. Sorry, I thought you said there was two calls.
Did
okay.
I take off the yeah okay good no we're just getting it's two calls. I mean I, wow, what else? There was something else we had, or is that it?
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so Pelogia, who has not yet called in,
Pastor.
Says, my never have I ever with depressed shut-ins. This is no secret. I don't know if I should reveal this or not. Paul, should I reveal yeah. your secret?
You heard, this is the reveal. We are going to reveal something
that's right,
drastic.
About Pelogia. We're going to like ride in his coattails for fame and that kind of thing. Because he's a big YouTuber.
He's a big YouTuber, yeah.
He's
yeah,
done
yeah.
so amazing.
Yeah.
Very proud of Paul. But okay. He's never been to a strip club. Did you hear me? He's never been to a strip club.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I'm devastated. I mean, I'm
excuse
just.
My, I know. We're trying to plan something.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He's like, nice. Oh, I've never.
Kidnap him, take him to a strip club.
I'll be very happy to do that. Yeah.
I don't even know where strip clubs are. So there you go.
Well, you have to. I haven't been to a strip club for a while, except for the one that my cousin works in Vancouver a few years back. But yeah, we need to.
too much information.
In
thank
fact,
you.
I should ask my cousin. He's a DJ. So,
yeah, sure he is.
What's a good place to go to here in Calgary?
Sure. yeah, I do know. I've been. What was that place on? Oh, something Maiden.
Yeah.
The closest thing I've been to a strip club in the last 20 years is Hooters.
Hooters isn't a strip place. It's a sport.
Well, that's what that's my whole point. I haven't really been to a strip club. Do you remember Hooters Air?
No.
It
was an actual airline. It lasted for like
hilarious.
2 years.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And yeah, it was funny. it didn't last long, but it was there.
Well, I've seen strippers on a number of occasions, men and women, and you know, when they're good performers, they're really amazing to watch. So I'm quite happy to find an ace circuit place.
I watch it for the athleticism.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen pole dancers? Holy shit.
Yeah. I cannot do that.
No kidding. Yeah. And in fact, as you know, my cousin and the guys in the bar that he works with, you know, I guess the women were saying, hey, you try this shit, dude. And they just made complete and utter asses of themselves. Like, that's physical strength.
I'd break my neck.
I'd break my neck trying that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd break my neck.
I'd land on my head and break my neck, I'm sure.
You'd probably get blisters from the pole.
That's you.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then probably an infection, but hey.
That's
nasty.
But I also wanted to take a moment.
Steve Packard just joined us.
Okay.
Hello, Steve. Steve, we know him from town.
Yeah.
You guys do. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I may take this on a different, more serious turn, I wanted to speak to why we feel we need to do this podcast, because as Chris Kent has pointed out in previously, she's able to get involved in conversations, change people's minds, hopefully get people not to go to chiropractors, things like that. When I was first looking into these topics when I was younger, I found people talking about it very beneficial, because then you can help decide why this is a bad idea. Like, when we talk about these things, I hope we're starting to inform others, and we're hoping to start a conversation and hoping that people will then stop putting themselves at risk and understand that people like chiropractors and naturopaths are not doctors. They don't go to medical school. They don't have the same rules. They don't have, and a lot of people, when they're, you don't hear about this stuff in school. You don't learn about this stuff. You have to hear this from other people like us. It's kind of unfortunate, but that's why I do the podcast anyways.
For me, well, it's therapy. Too,
although, you know, often I think we're preaching to the choir, but, you know, hopefully we can engage in conversations. Yeah. And there's more nuanced, you know, even when we agree on 99% of, you know, issue X, there's still that 1% that I think is interesting to talk about, right?
And we come to these with different perspectives.
I want to hear people.
Yeah, we come to these topics with different perspectives, you know, regardless whether or not we agree, and we, like you say, we almost always agree on things.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes we disagree.
We have disagreed.
Recently, you and me, right? You know, but we're friends.
That's a different.
That'll never change. Yeah, and we won't.
But we do go there when we're offline, and we hash things out. We discuss, and I like to bounce the ideas that I have off of people, and it works really well. But for me, it's a lot of it is therapy, because I kind of therapy, because it's an outlet. It's an outlet for the crud that I keep seeing, and I need to vent, so I rant, and there you go.
Yeah,
it's therapy. It's all it is.
And thank you for us being able to do that, Randy.
I started kidding.
This is all at your expense and all your production
and frustration. You know, last week,
all
was
I have
totally
to do is show up and yap, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's getting more streamlined, and this has been a vastly better experience than the last episode, which was a disaster. System literally everything crashed, and this is way better. This has been a breeze in comparison, and it's been fun. And we've had callers. Thank you for callers. Thank you to you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the different perspectives that you have, and because one of the things I like to have, and I haven't done this enough lately, is have guest co-hosts on, because that introduces another layer of diversity and of opinion. And sometimes I do feel like we're so much in agreement that it's kind of a Steve Shives panel.
For sure.
It feels like that to me sometimes, and it's like, yep. Okay.
Yeah. Well, not always.
Not much diverse. Not
always. I guess
always.
We disagree more behind the scenes.
Yeah, but we
because
can't.
Because we pick topics that we kind of, you know, agree on.
Yeah, we can't
on,
discuss
but,
those. Yeah, we can't air out those things on air. But
I just realized somebody was trying to call me on Facebook, maybe not realizing that they have to call through the toll-free number. So I just invited Carlos to call.
Yeah, here comes the number again, 1-587-288-1067. There we go. 1067. Yeah. So you can phone us using that number, and if we get another call in the next few minutes, that's great. If not, probably going to shut her down and go to sleep. Got to take a cat to the vet. He's got a growth on his tongue. So we're getting some kind of a mass, and we're trying to figure out what it is.
What on his tongue?
A mass. Yeah, on his tongue. It was bleeding morning, and Rhonda took him in to emerge, and they said, well, they have to put him under to get a biopsy, and we'll see what it is. was very, a very recent thing. He's a diabetic cat. He's been pretty good, but he's obviously not feeling well, and so we're gonna take a look at that. Yeah, shame. Yeah. He's a big teddy bear. And so I think it's Rhonda's favorite cat.
Yeah, we haven't had Rhonda on in a while either.
Well, we've only had her on once.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking we should have Nicole. He's like online right now, actually.
Oh, Nicole. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in ages. I haven't talked to him in ages.
Yeah, we could intrude on his privacy and like bring him in.
yeah, okay. We're kind of running low on steam here. But
yeah,
I think we're done for the evening. I don't see any... I'm good. I've talked it out, and this ought to be fun. So anyway, I'm hoping to line up some people, some guests on soon. I know there's a couple that are interested. Some of them might not be till the end of, probably fall. But because the summer is kind of a lazy time for everybody, including podcasters. And so,
I contacted somebody that is interested, but they haven't gotten back to me.
It's vacation time. Everybody's on vacation. I'll be on vacation, but I won't be going anywhere. So may as well do this if something comes up. And I'm sure something will. But you know what? The Catholic Church locally has been really quiet. I miss
Bishop Henry went away.
Yeah, I miss Bishop Fred Henry. I totally miss the guy. He is a never-ending source of topics. And this new guy, I think his name is McGrath, he's boring. Absolutely boring. In fact, completely silent, as far as I can tell. I haven't heard anything. It's a shame.
I wonder where we have to go to hear him.
To church? Confession. Okay,
we've got two more comments here.
God, wouldn't that be fun to go to confession? As an atheist.
I confess I don't believe in God.
Exactly. I confess I don't believe your shit. What are you going to do about that?
We could do like a raffle, like send an atheist to church.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun, though?
It would be fun to do like a fundraiser for a good charity or something. I'm going to interject with two comments here we've got from Paul. Is listening while he works, so he can't join, but loves us guys, and likewise to you, Paul. Thank
you. Love you too, Paul.
And Vincent says, you could talk to me, but I have no idea what to talk about, so...
Okay. I'm sure something's going to come up in the next 2 weeks, and people can call in. I'm really gratified that we had two calls.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I'm excited. That made my whole evening. And you guys aren't chopped liver, but I mean, you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
And
it's nice to have participation.
That's awesome. And I think doing this on Facebook is probably the best thing because we don't get very many YouTube views. Certainly not as many as we're going to get from Facebook.
Well, does Vince want to call in and talk a little bit longer? I have to take a brief break, but if he wants to call in.
If he calls, he's got to call now because we're on fumes here. We're running on fumes. Yeah, and you have to work tomorrow. I don't, but you do.
I'm not. Tomorrow's my birthday and my dad's too. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Nice.
Thank you.
What are you, 25, 30?
Yes, again. Yes. Yeah.
I believe it. I totally do.
What is this obsession we have with age and youth?
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, I guess.
Youth is a state of mind, not, I'm
or
not,
state of body at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm going to be 50.
Come on.
I'm going to be 55 this year. I'm like, holy crap. I'm just realizing that. I'm like, oh.
Okay. I know, right? It's really that number, right?
Oh, spring chicken.
I've been on the planet this long. Oh, my goodness.
But I've been around half a century, more than half a century. It's just amazing. And, I was born not long, almost on the same day that Kennedy was shot. And, in fact, I was a few days old. And You know, a lot has happened in the interim. A lot of good stuff, some bad stuff. But the general progression has been to the better, at least if you listen to Steven Pinker. And
yeah,
I do.
Just got a positive message, yeah. I balance them out with other, you know, not so positive messages, but yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta listen to your breadth of opinions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Rodney Dangerfield goes to the doctor and says he got cancer and he wants a second opinion. And he says, okay, but I don't like your shoes either. You know, diversity of opinion. There you go. I wasn't exactly what Rodney Dangerfield said, but the gist is the same.
Yeah.
I loved Rodney Dangerfield. He's an awesome, awesome comic. And we'll never see his like again, I think. Okay, I think we're done. And we're going to come back in probably 2 weeks, depending on how much happens in the interim.
Yeah.
And
if we start talking politics, and then we could find a bit of stuff. But
yeah, I think I want to steer clear of politics. As much, you know, okay. I do want to talk later on when it comes to the Alberta election that's coming up next year about the positions in terms of a skeptic point of view of the various candidates. And we've already seen some anti-vaxxers in the United Conservative Party, et cetera. Yeah, it's been bad.
Which is no surprise. They're not science-based at all.
No.
They're more faith-based. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. Their base is religious, especially in the rural areas of Alberta. But I think we should cut it off. We're rambling, okay. And I think it's good. So, okay. Well, thank you for listening. And just to get more people to call, I'm going to say a special thank you to those that called. Because you're special. You're special. But thank you very much. Here we go.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Legion of Reason Diversion coming to you from Alberta, Canada. If you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing to our bi-weekly podcast on iTunes and other podcatchers. Even better, subscribe to our YouTube live sessions where you can join in on the discussion. Thanks for giving us a listen. Music and other sound effects under license from audioblocks.com.